Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Here's who we have a little bit shaky, and this is our busiest room, Mega. Why don't you tell the people what they need to hear?
Okay, wide receivers to me is the most obvious one here. You make the addition of Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins, and then on top in free agency, and then you draft Kyle Williams, who we just talked about briefly. I'm excited to see all those guys, and especially Steph Diggs. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that he's healthy for week one. I just think that there's so much unknown here, and what is known is basically Pop Douglas. Mm-hmm. We don't even know if Kayshon Boutte and Kendrick Bourne are going to be members of this room once the season starts or when we get through training camp even. So Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, everybody should be skeptical about each one of those individuals. I just think that there is so much unknown here, and I'd like to be optimistic about it, but without having seen anything from this group so far or even know the health status of maybe the most important guy in the group and looking at Steph Diggs, it's hard to be extremely hopeful that this is going to be a group that's on the upper half of the tiers of this team.
Yeah. There's just no way to say, even if you firmly believe the addition of Steph Diggs and Kyle Williams, like I said, the timeline dominator who everyone is so hype on, and Steph Diggs looking like 10 million at the Met Gala, every single clip that shows up in social media of him training, running, doing squats, lifting, like he looks like he's in mid-season form, like he's in elite shape right now. And people are honestly impressed, if not blown away, with the recovery just 6 months out of a non-contact ACL tear and replacement. But you still got to show it on the field as well. I don't know who that they took last year is going to actually be able to merit a spot on the team. If Kendrick Bourne is going to be part of the equation, can Pop Douglas make it through a whole season and catch 80 balls and reach 1,000 yards like so many believe? So until otherwise, I don't know if they should be big on the upside by the end of the year. A couple of them could be scratching the surface of pretty, pretty, pretty good. But for right now, they got to be a little bit shaky. You also got to talk about, also in that equation, I think we have to throw special teams in.
Yeah, I put special teams in here again because in a similar way, there's just a lot of turnover there. I think it's great that they brought back Jeremy Springer, the coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think he did an excellent job with that group last year. And you, at the same time, let go of your longtime long snapper and mm-hmm. captain and Joe Cardona. You're moving on from your place kicker. So you're bringing in a brand new kicker. It's a kind of unsettled position for the Patriots over the last couple of seasons. And Bryce Behringer, again, like you got Marcus Jones, you got pieces on there that have shown themselves to have a lot of spark and some upside. But for me, I had to put them here just because there's so much left to be seen and determined for this group.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I can't tell you right now. I cannot tell you who is going to be the primary kick returner. I can't tell you who's going to be the primary punt returner. We don't know how the new long snapper out of Vanderbilt might be, although I know you did have a chance to speak to some of his coaches as well. And great, high character guy, should be a perfect fit. That's amazing. You know, thanks for everything, Cardona. But it's a question mark until I see it. Bryce Behringer, good punter, good to very good at times. And the Borgalis kid from Miami, again, it's a rookie kicker. This is their third kicker they've drafted since 2020. We've got no 3-percenter issues or crazy inaccuracies from Rohrwasser. We don't have Chad Ryland freaking out in the clutch. Joey Sly was good. We all miss the legend of Nick Folk and Big Kick Nick Energy. Sly was good, but it was not enough for the long term. So this is Mike Vrabel's kicker. Apparently, big leg. Obviously, was clutch at Miami as well. I think it's going to work out, but we don't know until we see it again. So unless otherwise notified, it's a little bit shaky.
We both love Brennan Schooler. Like, that's probably going to be a captain this year. So he's kind of moving into that Matthew Slater role, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But it's just not the kind of thing where I can be like, okay, Schooler's going to be the rising tide that lifts the entire special teams into being something that everybody's putting at the very top.
Correct. I love the Longhorn package when he gets to come in and rush the passer as well. He's a super good special teams player, but enough to move him into big on the upside. Maybe, probably, sort of not. And sadly, also, tight ends are with the receiver. Now, listen, Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper are pros, Mr. Dependable, right? That you know what you're going to get from them. They're your favorite pre-wrapped deli sandwich that's always in the open pantry. Grab it with a soda and chips, and lunch seems just fine. But they're both 31 this year. There is no infusion of youth talent or dynamic explosiveness in the room. And I think that's what probably leads us to trend them in the lower direction.
Absolutely. Especially with Hunter Henry. I just think that he's been kind of stuck in this neutral position for a couple years now. He was such a red zone weapon with mm-hmm. Mac Jones and that 2021 season. And he's never really reached that same level of productivity on that particular area of the field. And I think that's somewhere where they could really use him. He was the most productive pass catcher last year, but some of that is just kind of subjective because you're comparing it to the worst wide receiver room in the entire NFL last season. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to knock those guys. I think I'm just feeling a little disappointed that they didn't do more to add to it so far in this offseason to supplement those two guys who I think are okay, but neither one of them is going to blow doors this season.
Yeah. I mean, there we go. There's more. I just can't wait until training camp when I can say, are you effing kissing me? When that kid makes a sick catch, lol. great comment, Joe. Thank you very much for watching live on Facebook as well. See, there's a lot of hype. What if we could have a world, Mego, where an undrafted runner and an undrafted wide receiver come in and not, again, it's not entitlement season. Baker and Polk could very well be looking for work elsewhere. That's just the God's honest truth. So we'll see. Is there any way Jaheim Bell can step up? I didn't see anything last year, Joe McBride. Thanks for the question. Until otherwise notified, I can't pin any of our hopes in the tight end room to him.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And last but not least, as we wrap up this latest edition of Six Rings and Football Things with Fitzy and Mego, somebody has to fill the rut-row raggy compartment. And there's one group that's been a big old Achilles heel for your New England Patriots ever since Tom Brady left, and even just slightly before that. And they've invested a lot in it, monetarily speaking. They've invested a lot in the draft as well. Equity, dollars, and more, not to mention all the content and clicks that has been generated by the woe line. That's right. Rut-row raggy, the offensive line. But Mego, they just drafted Will Campbell. I thought Sling Blade was supposed to fix everything for us. How come they're down the bottom?
So I'm just, again, in wait-and-see mode with Will Campbell. I was not I was a big skeptic about taking him where they took him because of the measurables. I love everything about the cut of his jib. Aside from that, I like his attitude. I like his pedigree coming from LSU. So I think that there is upside there. I just look at where you're starting from last season, and it was just such a horrible position group last year. You try to upgrade or try to supplement the loss of David Andrews with Garrett Bradbury, and we talked to him a couple of weeks ago down at Foxborough. Seems like a great guy. Like,
yeah, what did you get off of him? Like,
very smart. Like, very sharp guy, classic center, very, very intelligent. It's just a matter of how is this line going to work together? We don't totally even know where these guys are going to be slated. And I'm not just talking about, can Will Campbell be a starting left tackle once the season starts? We don't know where Cole Strange is going to be. We don't know if he's going to be in there. So Mike Unwenu, somebody who at this time last year, we were talking about being the most talented tackle that was available and then really underachieved during the season for you after you paid him a lot. I think that individually, there's a lot of question marks with these guys in their very own positions. And then on top of that, can they make those, you know, five fingers that form the fist that make an offensive line that's not only going to be able to protect your very mobile quarterback and young quarterback who's maybe going to be going through some growing pains, but also open up the running game and make a more functional offense than you had last year.
Six Rings Dynasty, watching live on YouTube, wants Jack Connolly, who was an undrafted free agent out of Boston College, to show out and earn the starting left guard job. Listen, it's going to be a scrum. If there's going to be one position on the offensive line that's going to be an anchorman rumble, it'll be left guard. You have Cole Strange, possibly Ben Brown, no longer Jake Andrews. He was released. Layden Robinson and now Jack Connolly, all competing for reps or the honor to start between Will Campbell and Garrett Bradbury. At center, you've got Jared Wilson, who some people couldn't believe fell to 95th overall. And a lot of guys had a first-round grade on, so Garrett Bradbury knows he's got to show up and show out if he wants to hold on to that starting job. Will Campbell at left, then the right side is pretty stabilized with Morgan Moses out at right guard, and obviously Mike Onwenu, who should be plenty motivated. Morgan Moses, right tackle, Mike Onwenu, right guard as well. Who knows what we get from Caden Wallace? So there are plenty of question marks. For all we know, this group could improve by one, if not two tiers by the end of the season. And they might be big on the upside. Maybe Will Campbell's arms are not an issue. Maybe Layden Robinson dominates and just takes the job. And Cole Strange, who didn't get his fifth year option picked up, says, thanks for the memories. Sorry that I didn't live up to being taken 22nd overall, but I'm on to my next job. And maybe Jared Wilson just absolutely kicks ass and takes that job. Who knows? There could be a lot of upside galore there. But for now, they are your rut-row raggies. And there you have it, folks. The five tiers of the Patriots positional groupings. Best of the best secondary and coaches. Pretty good. D-line and linebackers. Big on the upside with the quarterbacks and running backs. The wide receiver special teams and tight ends right now are a little bit shaky. And rut-row raggy on the offensive line. Mego, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up this latest fabulous edition of Six Rings?
Just looking forward to seeing what our schedule is going to be in the fall, seeing what dictates my life for half the year.
That's right. So next week, we're going to have a super edition. We'll go live on schedule release night. We'll try to get everybody who talks Patriots at the station in for a big old party. That's a BYO type of podcast, which will be a ton of fun, analyzing the Patriots schedule on Wednesday, May the 14th. We'll be back with UDFA talk. We'll preview the schedule. We're going to talk to our friend Will Parkinson about the Patriots offseason versus the Jets offseason coming up, and so many more things. And if you guys ever have something you'd like for us to address, hit us up. We're at Six Rings Pod. You know, Miss Megan Ottolini can be found at Megan_Ottolini. And of course, you can always hit me up at FitzyGFY. And make sure, please, to read Mego's columns about the Celtics and follow all of her elite coverage as your Boston Celtics look to redeem themselves after the reign of horror that was game one against the Knickerbockers. Thanks for making time, Mego, as always. Thank you, guys, of good cheer and participation here in the latest Six Rings and football things. Until next time, thanks for listening. Tell your friends the Pats party is here over in Six Rings. Good day, God bless, and as always, go Pats.